It is time once again for our weekly look at another Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest jury recommendation. Now, we just want to tell people we may be referring to IPV several times. That's intimate partner violence as we have this discussion. Joining me, as she always does for this talk, is Lanark County Interval House's Aaron Lee. Aaron, thank you so much for being here.
It is always my pleasure. Nice to see you.
We're starting a new banner today, and this is education and training, and this is a vital component. There's no doubt about it. And the first recommendation, which is actually recommendation 23 in the inquest, is the following: develop and implement a new approach to public education campaigns to promote awareness about IPV, including finding opportunities to reach a wider audience in rural communities. These messages should promote broad recognition of how to seek support, risk factors, and warning signs of IPV, community and bystander engagement, be accessible in multiple languages and in multiple formats, and ensure that rural residents can identify themselves in the messaging and materials. The first thing I'm going to say, Aaron, is this sounds very familiar.
Education and training is very familiar, and a campaign for us locally, as Lake 88 has covered several times, we launched and have relaunched the See It, Name It, Change It campaign. And our community, See It, Name It, Change It, is about giving ourselves permission, if we see violence, to name violence. And if we name it, we can change it. And we have curriculum, and we have billboards, and we have, you know, sweatshirts, and we have various gear to engage our community around bystander intervention and how we can engage and do things, and how we can confront issues when we hear somebody make a joke that's inappropriate. What kind of education campaigns can we put together so that we can provide some information so people don't have to feel shame? They can feel empowered. And also, how do we do that so that people who are maybe thinking that they're making poor choices, how do we make sure our campaign includes them as well? So definitely a really important recommendation, and an important recognition that's required by funders and for our community to know that in general, public education is not something that is funded in our particular agency for violence against women. We fundraise in order to ensure that public education remains a central part of the work we're doing.
So when you look at the work that you are doing, have you in the past identified gaps that you'd like to close when it comes to education?
Absolutely. I think that three of the areas that we are actually working on for our forecast for the next fiscal year include getting out to athletes and getting out to coaches more, and looking at violence that may happen in sports and how we can begin to create awareness to separate athleticism from violence, and the pressures and the realities that people bring with them when they're participating in sports. So we're working on a campaign and a push around that kind of education. We're also working on how do we get to teachers? How do we get to teachers differently so that teachers can be empowered around how do they support kids who are impacted by violence, who are coming to their classrooms, where there's a femicide in a community? How do we support the kids, and how do we support each other? And how do we support teachers and educators who are dealing with the impacts of that? And then the third area is really about how do we create awareness for teachers around recognizing other teachers' behavior, right? So how do we support teachers and administrators that are leading and are with our kids much of our days? How do we support them to be able to recognize things that are happening in their own environment and name that as well? So those are just a few of the areas, Bob, that we are really looking at moving forward.
How much do events or really crimes that take place that are reported in the media or that you hear about otherwise influence the education programs that you put out there?
Certainly, the news, statistics, and what we hear from our partner agencies really influence the direction we take. And we are able to look at, you know, the root causes of violence, and we're able to go through that and say, okay, so, you know, this area is identifying these things, or we're seeing more issues related to sexual violence and practitioners. How do we reach out differently, and how do we shift our focus? So it's very important that partner agencies and community are engaged in and know that they're influencing and informing what we're doing.
Erin, I want to thank you once again for taking the time to speak with us about this. We will take a look at another one of the recommendations next week.